Here's Charlie McCarthy. Especially for all you soldiers, sailors, marines, and coast guardsmen of the United Nations, here's Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy with Ray Noble, his orchestra and chorus, and songs by lovely Anita Ellis.
Ray Noble and his orchestra with Ernie Newton and the chorus start things off with the current hit, This Is a Lovely Way to Spend an Evening.
This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anything I'd rather do. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anyone as lovely as you. A casual stroll through a garden, a kiss by a lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight, humming our favorite tune. This is a lovely way to spend an evening. I want to save all my nights and spend them a kiss by a lazy lagoon,
catching a breath of moonlight,
humming our favorite tune.
This is a lovely way to spend an evening.
Charlie.
Why, you frightened me, Bergen. You frightened me. I didn't know you were there.
You did?
No. Don't ever sneak up on me like that.
I'm sorry.
Just don't ever do it.
No. Well, I didn't know you were so high strung.
Oh, I am?
Yes, yes.
Yes, I am just a bundle of nerves lately.
Is that so?
Yes, just a bundle of nerves. Twitching bundle of nerves. Twitching,
yes.
Wait, there I go, see?
Yes, yes, I know. Well, what brought all this on, Charlie?
Oh, it's unquestionably overwork.
Yes.
Oh, it is, yes, yes. These accelerated courses, you know.
Yes.
Oh! My poor little brain, it's just always, you know, just always ticking, 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 ticking.
Yes, yes.
Schoolwork and homework and tests, examination. Oh, I tell you, it's driving me mad.
Yes.
Driving me mad, I say.
Yeah.
Utterly mad.
Yes. Yeah. Well, Charlie, I am sorry. I am sorry.
Yes.
But they say that hard work never killed anyone.
Yeah. Well, there's no sense in taking any chances.
No, no.
Anyway, my little brain, it just can't take it, that's all. It's muscle bound or something.
Well, what brought all this on?
Well, you see, I, I've got a physiology test tomorrow.
Oh, you have?
Yes, it's all about the brain and the nervous system, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, suppose you tell me what you know about your brain.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Well, it's... Well, my brain is bounded on the north by hair.
Yes.
On the east and west by ears.
Yes.
And on the south by meat.
Yeah, that's it. Well, now, if you're really interested, Charlie, in passing this test, I have a book that you should read.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's called The Frontal Convolutions of the Cerebral Cortex.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Would you care to read it?
No, I don't think so. I think I'll wait until the picture comes out.
Yes, I Well, I'll be glad to help you, Charlie. In fact, it will give me great pleasure to explain it to you.
Yes. Well, as long as one of us enjoy it, it's all right.
Yeah. Now, let's take the divisions of the brain, shall we?
Yes, let's do. I think that'd be amusing.
Yes. The divisions of the brain.
Yes.
You won't mind if I use some Latin terms?
Oh, no, no. No, you go right ahead.
All right.
Do, by all means, do.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, I'm sort of read up on this stuff myself.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yes, yes. I lean towards medicine.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes.
As a matter of fact, I talk to doctors by the hours.
Yes.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Well, now, the brain is divided into three parts.
Yes.
The cerebrum, the cerebellum, and the medulla oblongata.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Now, what are they?
What?
I say, what are they?
Well, you just said them.
Yes, I know. I want you to tell me what I said.
Oh. You weren't listening?
Oh, of course. I repeat, they are the cerebrum, the cerebellum, and the medulla oblongata.
Ah, that's right.
Yes. Now, what are they?
You did it again, didn't you?
Name them to me.
Well, there's the cereal, the silly belly, and the oblong alligator.
No. No. Not at all, not at all.
Am I warm?
You're not even warm. They're Latin words.
We'll make it a Latin alligator.
No, no, no. I thought you'd read books on the subject.
Well, I don't say that I read all the books on the subject.
How many did you read?
I read one.
One?
Wasn't a very fat book either.
No. Wasn't a fat book.
No.
How fat?
Well, tell the truth, it was a pamphlet.
A pamphlet, I see. Was it Heflinger's treatise on psychoneurology?
I don't think it was, no. That is, I don't think it was Heflinger's.
Yeah.
I don't think it was that other thing either.
No, no. How big a pamphlet was it?
Well, if you must know, it wasn't a pamphlet.
Oh, it wasn't a pamphlet. Well, what was it?
It was the back of an iodine bottle.
Just as I thought. You know absolutely nothing whatsoever about the subject.
I think that sums it up, yeah. But continue, Professor.
Yes. Let's take the Latin word, cerebellum.
Take it, Professor, take it.
Yes, I will, yes. Now, let's break it down.
Let's pull the legs off first.
Oh! just what does Sarah mean to you?
Oh, nothing really. She's hardly more than a friend.
Oh.
But a lovable kid.
Yeah.
Lovable. More like a sister.
Yeah.
That I hate.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's... Now, what about Bellum?
Well, she came in with Sarah.
Yes, I know. I know. Well, I can see, Charlie, that I'll have to give you a simple illustration of how the brain works.
Yes, sir. And you've got the brain that can do it, too.
For example, I say to myself...
Oh, do you?
Yes. I say to myself, I want to move my left arm. See? And it moves.
By golly, it did, didn't it? Oh, you are clever. You are clever.
Yes.
Oh, you are clever. Tell me, do you lace your own shoes, too?
Oh, yes. Now, that was an example of voluntary action. Now I'll give you an example of involuntary action.
Uh-huh.
Suppose you put your hand on a hot stove.
Oh, no, you don't. No. No, take your hands off me.
All right. Suppose I... Riff-raff, yes. Well, we'll change it. Suppose I put my hand on the hot stove. That I like. Yes. I'll put it another way.
Put it in the stove.
No, no. You're standing on a railroad track.
Oh, it's me again.
Yes, yes. You're standing on a railroad track, and a train comes along. Now, what do you do?
I get off the track.
No, not yet, you don't.
Oh, so that's your trick. You're going to tie me to the track. No, no, no. Take your hands off me. Save me, murder, help. All right.
When it comes to getting the true meaning from a love song, we know of no one better qualified than our lovely singer, Anita Ellis.
Thank you, Bill. I'd like to sing The Music Stops.
The music stops, but we were still dancing. Which goes to show that music has charmed the lights were low, so we kept on dancing. I felt the glow of you in my arms. On dancing, for we didn't know, because the lights were low, and we were in love.
The band had left the stand, and we were in heaven.
But we went on dancing, for we didn't know, because the lights were low, and we were in love.
Charlie having all that trouble with his schoolwork.
Yes, he is having trouble, but I'm afraid he exaggerates just a little bit. I'll bet you like school, don't you, Jane?
Well, it's all right, but I'll be glad when I don't have to go anymore.
Yes. Well, you'll have to go until you're 16. So I'm afraid you have 2 more years ahead at least.
Oh. Oh, yes. I didn't sleep a wink last night.
Hello, Mortimer.
Hello, Mr. Bergen.
So you didn't sleep a wink last night?
Well, didn't sleep a wink, no. Had trouble with my mattress.
Oh, you had trouble with your mattress?
Yep, that's right.
Was it lumpy?
Hmm?
I say, was it lumpy?
No, it wasn't lumpy. You asked me what's wrong with my mattress, see? That's the joke you get. But I got a funny answer. I see. No!
All right, I'll ask
you. Go ahead, you ask me. You know, I'll tell you the joke.
All right, what's wrong with your mattress?
Well, the ticking kept me awake.
Oh, Mortimer, don't you have any romance in your soul?
Not very much, no, no.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Well, it's clean living that did it.
Oh, well, would it be asking too much of you to keep quiet while Jane Powell sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
What, from here? What?
No, no, no.
Why doesn't she sing over the radio?
That's enough. That's
Say, Edgar, what about that golf tournament that you and W.C. Fields were supposed to play off yesterday? Mm. Who won?
Well, we didn't get very far, Bill.
You didn't, Ed? What was the matter?
Well, I should have known better than to let Charlie caddy for us, of course.
Well, Edgar, do you mean there was trouble?
Well, I'll tell you what happened, Bill. See, Charlie and I got out there first, and it was a beautiful morning. It was a great day, and a perfect day for golf.
I see.
And
Did we have to get out here so early, Bergen? You know, it's awful cold out here this time of day.
Yeah.
You know, I just bet you anything Mr. Fields doesn't even show up at this time.
Oh, well, now, he promised he would be here at 6:30.
He did, huh?
Yes, he did.
Me, my books, and my bottles. I'm a sucker for singing at that little Jane Powell, wouldn't be marvelous. My voice isn't anything like hers at all.
No, it is, no. WC voice. You're a walking ad for black coffee, Bill.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hello, Mr. Fields. Hello.
Hello, my little chum. I was thinking of you only yesterday.
No, you were?
Yes, I was cleaning out the woodshed at the time. Reminded me of you.
Yes. Mr. Fields? Is that your nose or a new kind of flamethrower?
Very funny, Charles. Very funny. What's this kid doing around here anyway, Edgar?
Well, I'm going to be your caddy, Mr. Fields. And I'm going to keep score, too.
Uh-oh.
He says, thanks. Yeah.
Well, would you rather I kept score, Bill?
Well, to be perfectly frank with you, Edgar, I never trusted either one of you.
What do you mean by that, Crack? I want you to know that Bergen is just an honest man as you are. You crook, you.
All right.
Please. That tips off the whole thing.
Yeah.
You'd better come out of the sun, Charles, before you get unglued.
Yeah. Do you mind if I stand in the shade of your nose?
Let's not start that now, fellas, please. Now, I'm sure that Charlie will be very fair scorekeeper for both of us.
Tell me, Charles, if I take 3 drives and 3 putts, what's my score?
Well, that's 3 and 3. That's 4, Mr. Fields, 4.
Oh, very good. Very good, Charles. How do you arrive at 4?
Well, I'll tell you. You see, when you were putting, a quarter fell out of your pocket. You see.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, that sounds like a workable arrangement.
Yeah. Oh, isn't this a lovely day, Bill? Lovely. You know, the air is so intoxicating.
Intoxicating.
Yeah.
It is, eh? Stand back and let me take a deep breath.
Yeah. I want you to be quiet, Charlie. Mr. Fields is going to tee off.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, quiet, please. I shall now take my usual stance.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. The ground's a little wet.
Oh, no.
Quiet, you termites, flophouse.
Now, Charlie, I want you to keep quiet now. He's getting ready to drive.
Oh, yes, yes, I'm sorry.
Now, if you don't mind a suggestion, Bill, you're not holding your club right. Bend your elbow a little more.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Telling Fields how to bend his elbow. That's like carrying coals to Newcastle. Oh.
Charles, my little pal.
Yes, Mr. Fields?
You know the meaning of rigor mortis?
No, sir.
Well, you will in a minute.
Oh. Now, let's try and avoid that sort of a thing. And, Charlie, I want you to stop it.
Yes, yes.
You see, you have Mr. Fields all unstrung.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Somebody get me a sedative with an olive in it.
Yeah.
Pardon me, gentlemen. Could I play through?
Well, we'd rather you didn't. You see, we're getting along in a minute now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course, there's no harm in asking.
I wouldn't be so sure.
All right, Bill. Hadn't we better get on with the game now?
Of course, Edgar. Have a take. Did I ever tell you of the time I was caddy master at the Bunk for Haydn Country Club?
No.
Bunk for Haydn? I didn't know he could say it. Oh, yes.
That was a tough one to say, too. Yeah. It was the top Mount Jungfrau in Switzerland.
All right, Bill. Now, there are people waiting to play through.
Oh, I have a lot of time left. Edgar, I hit a ball 9 3/4 miles. It rolled into an open manhole in front of Swobenhalica's Rathskeller. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe I've ever heard of the place. I don't know where it is.
It's but a stone's throw from Wolfinger J. Uncoupler's place.
Yes. Well, I don't know where that is either. I don't know about that.
Oh, you don't get around much, do you?
No. I say, old chaps, would you mind awfully?
Yes, we would.
Oh, sorry.
By the way, Caddy, what's the score? How do I stand?
I often wonder. I often
But there is no score, Bill. We haven't started playing yet.
Oh, so we haven't, Caddy. You'd better give me my ball out of my golf bag.
Yes. Is it in this compartment, sir?
No, that's where I keep my olives.
Oh, I see. You know, this is the first golf bag I ever saw with a faucet on it. What's in there?
Oh, a little snake bite remedy. Oh.
Excuse me, gentlemen, but I'm the president of the Greens Committee.
Well, I'll take spinach.
Well, just what do you want?
Well, I'm afraid you're being a little too turf on the top. I mean, too rough on the trout. I don't know what I mean.
What's the matter with that guy? Has he got DTs?
You see before you, gentlemen, the shattered wreck of a man. An unhappy creature who has ceased to know the joys of human existence.
Ah, teetotaler, eh?
Sir, I have no sympathy for a man who is intoxicated all the time.
No, you don't, eh?
No sympathy.
You have no sympathy for him.
Well, a man who's intoxicated all the time, what do you think? Just doesn't need any sympathy, I don't think.
No, it was by a line I forgot it.
I sure took it.
That was a good one, too.
Yeah, best one you had.
It's a dandy, yeah.
You don't know how I enjoyed taking it, do you? I'll be happy all the rest of the day now.
Yes.
Would you like to hear my story, gentlemen?
Oh, is he going to continue this thing?
What are you sad about, chum? What are you sad about?
Well, sir, I'll tell you. 6 months ago, my wife left me and went back to her mother.
Well, that's too bad, but why are you still crying?
Well, tomorrow she's coming back and bringing her mother with her.
Well, let's get on with the game, Bill. What do you say, huh?
Chaps, please, could I play through?
Say, what are you in such a rush about?
Well, I really should get home.
Why?
Well, you see, my house is on fire.
Oh, there's nothing now nicer than coming home to a warm house. Where was I?
Well, you were teeing off.
Oh, yes, I was teeing off.
Now, this time, keep your eye on the ball.
If you can get your eye to detour around your nose. Yeah, all right.
Tell me, Charles, is it true that when you slide down a banister, the banister gets more splinters than you do?
Why, you bugle beak, you... Why don't you fill your nose with helium and rain it out for a barrage balloon? All right.
Listen, you animated hitching post, or I'll sick a fever on you.
You'll do no such thing, Bill. You'll not harm a hair on this boy's head.
That's not the end I'm going to work on.
Broadcast of the Charlie McCarthy Show is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.